And we will call the meeting to order. Introductions?
Terry Donaldson, important.
Andy Chapel, County Attorney's Office.
Dan Kramer, Johnson County Department of Public Health.
Josh Bussard, PDS.
Mitch Brouse, PDS.
Julia Dodds, PDS.
Mike Parker, Newport.
Kathy Swanka, Madison Township. Can I have a motion to approve of the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, can I have a motion to approve of the September 12th, 2016 minutes?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, zoning application for hearing, 26771, Robin Waltrina and Tracy Sturr requesting rezoning of 18.21 acres from agricultural to R residential to R10 residential.
So currently, the applicants have a parcel which contains a residential zoning packet, which is 1.99 acres. The rest of their approximately 19 acres is zoned agriculturally, so they have multiple zoning districts. So what they are asking to do is to rezone this property to uniformly zone it to R10, which requires 10 acres per dwelling. Their property is located off of Anchorage Road, just south of its intersection with Sugar Barn Road. In this picture, the blue box in the center of the map is the applicant's property. To the east, is the blue line is Highway 1, and Sugar Barn Road runs kind of diagonally through the middle of the screen. So this is how the property sits today. As I mentioned, they have a just under 2-acre residential zoning package. The rest of their property is zoned agriculturally. Currently, they have a house on the property, and as I'll get into shortly, they have recently received some building permits for additions on the property. This is located in our North Corridor Development Area. As you know, that's the portion of the county which has been identified for non-agricultural purposes. And according to our ordinances, all new zoning requests must have one zoning package per parcel. So as this property sits today, it is a legal non-conforming use. So if this zoning request is approved, this parcel will come into compliance with our ordinance. It is accessed off of Anchorage Road, which is a chip seal road, and it has a traffic count of 490 vehicles per day. It was created as Lot 1 of Woodland Springs Subdivision in 1993. At that same time, the 1.99 acre zoning package was created, and the first home was built. As I mentioned earlier, two building permits were issued earlier this year. One was just an addition to the existing house to the north, and a second was for a screened porch located to the south of the house. And because this property contains the zoning package, the R zone package is actually treated as its own lot. So setbacks have to be met from the edge of the zoning package to the structure. So the applicants actually requested from the Board of Adjustment a variance to allow them to build closer to that zoning package so they could get going on the project prior to requesting this rezoning. That variance was approved. And if this zoning is approved as well, then the variance will essentially go away. The county engineer had no objections. Dan, do you have a report for us?
The health department, as far as the wastewater system is concerned, this property is served by a private wastewater system, permit number 4250. For well information, this property is served by a private well, permit number 745. And as far as abandoned wells, there is no abandoned wells that appear to be located on the property.
And so, as I mentioned earlier, they are requesting for R10, which is 10 acres per dwelling. And because this is less than 20 acres, then approval of this request will not increase the maximum residential density that would be allowed on this property. So it could not be subdivided to multiple buildable lots. And approval will bring this into a legal, or bring it from a legal non-conforming property into compliance with our ordinance, and staff recommends approval.
Is there anyone that would like to speak in regards?
Good
Good evening, commission members. I'm Glenn Meisner with MMS Consultants. With me this evening is Robin and Tracy, back here. They're owners of the property. When they possibly bought the property, didn't know that that zoning package was that close to their house. So with that, it's kind of a cleanup matter, and the staff has been good to work with us on this. And with that, I'll try and answer any questions that the commission may have.
When we go through a process like this, is the wastewater system inspected?
Mm-hmm. And we made a site review just to make sure that that happened. So we do ask that we go out and identify how the system's working, and so.
Good.
And I have a question, because it says here that this is 18.21 acres. Is 8.21 of this going to stay into agricultural then, or?
No, it probably will be used more maybe as a kind of an agricultural purpose of the timber in that area, but it'll all be zoned residential, but just they can't build any more homes on that.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak? May I have a motion?
I move to approve application 26771.
Second.
Roll call.
Doms?
Yes.
Parker?
Yes.
Swenka?
Yes. Okay, application 26772, Sandra Morgan, requesting rezoning of 9.6 acres from agricultural to R residential to R5 residential.
And so this is actually a request fairly similar to what we just had. This is another parcel where we have a zoning package. In this case, it is a 1 acre residential zoning package with 8.6 acres, which are zoned agriculturally. The property is located just outside of Tiffin and south of Highway 6 off of Kopi Road. So in this picture, the green is the city limits of Tiffin, and the blue diagonal line is Highway 6. And so this is how the property sits today. Again, they have a 1 acre residential zoning package, which allows them to build the house which sits on the property. And what they would like to do is uniformly zone this to R5, which is 5 acres per dwelling. And so this property is actually located within the Tiffin fringe area. Currently the fringe area agreement has expired. But this request will not alter the primary use on this parcel. Again, according to our ordinance, all new zoning requests must have one zoning classification per parcel, and this approval of this request will bring the parcel into compliance with our ordinance. The property is accessed off of Kopi Road, which is gravel at that location and has 40 trips per day currently. This was platted in 1995 as Lot 1 of Morgan Sheets subdivision. In that same year, again, in 1995, the zoning package was created and the house was built. The county engineer had no objections. Dan, do you have a report for us?
Health Department, wastewater system information. The property is served by an on-site sewage disposal system, permit number 4570. As far as the well information is concerned, there is a private well located on this property that predates the Johnson County Department of Public Health records. And as far as abandoned wells, there's no abandoned wells appear to be located on the property.
And so here's just a photograph of the property as it sits. Here's their driveway to the right of the screen, and the house you can see located down to the right. They are planning to build an additional outbuilding up here on this newly graveled area where you can kind of see the construction equipment. But that would be facilitated if this is approved. As with our last application, because they're requesting rezoning to R5, which requires 5 acres per dwelling, and this parcel is less than 10 acres, approval of this request will not increase the maximum density on the parcel, and it will bring a non-conforming use into compliance with our ordinance, and staff recommends approval.
Is there anyone that would like to speak in regards? Commissioners, do you have any questions?
Yes, Dan, what did you say about the well?
We have an existing well, but we don't have any well record because it was drilled prior to, before we had water well regulations. So there is no actual record that we have as a well permit that was issued on the property. And it's just because of the fact that we didn't have the private water well regulations in place at that time.
So when we go through a process like this, we don't update that well permit? We just grandfathered, essentially?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Mitch, do they need approval from the Tiffin City Board then?
No, they don't.
They don't, okay. Can I have a motion, please?
I motion that we approve application 26772.
Did we get public comment on this?
Nobody
wanted
to speak.
Okay, sorry, I'm wrong. Always listen for the talking and didn't hear it. Motion was made.
Did I?
Yeah.
A second.
Yeah, my interruption.
Parker?
Yes.
Dom?
Yes.
Swinka?
Yes. Okay, subdivision applications for hearing. Application 26773. Jessica Wembley requesting preliminary and final plat approval of West Chute Buff subdivision.
And the applicants are requesting to plat a one lot farmstead split of 1.77 acres from an about 130-acre parent farm. The property is located off of Sioux Avenue, just outside the city of Lone Tree. So in this photo, the orange on the right is Lone Tree city limits. The blue is the parent farm, and the pink is the proposed split. Our blue line crossing that goes east-west is Highway 22. So here's what the applicants are requesting to do. They'd like to plat one lot, 1.77 acres. It has 40 foot of frontage as required onto Sioux Avenue. And meets our minimum requirements. This split is located in our rural ag area, which where agricultural uses are preferred. The applicant has agreed to dedicate an additional 27 feet of right-of-way along that 40-foot strip where they do front onto Sioux Avenue, and that's because Sioux has been identified on the 2016 projected right-of-way needs map. County engineer had no objections. And do you have anything?
As far as the health department's concerned, the wastewater system information, the vacant lot will be served by an individual wastewater system. The applicant will need to apply for a private wastewater application and install it according to the Johnson County Public Health Private Sewage Disposal System Regulations of 2009. As far as the well information is concerned, the applicant will need to apply and comply with the Johnson County Private Water Well Regulations. As far as abandoned wells, no abandoned wells were observed on this property.
And so here's just a photograph of the access to the property. So they will be building a driveway back along the edge of the cornfield here. And here's a look at the property itself or where the lot will be located. The applicant requested sensitive areas and stormwater management waived. Sensitive areas ordinance was waived by the PDS director, but stormwater management will be required with the building permit, and that's consistent with what we've done in past bare ground farmstead splits. The applicant has submitted all plat and legal documents, and they are complete and correct, and staff recommends approval.
Is there anyone that would like to speak in regards?
Hi again, I'm Glenn Meisner with MMS. So with me in the front row here, James and Deborah Warden, and their daughter in the back row, Jessica Walmsley, and her husband Chris, and their son. Again, they want to build on the parent farm that's owned by the parents. I mean, they being Chris and Jessica. So with that, I think we understand the rules about wells and wastewater, and we ask for your approval, please.
Thank you, Glenn.
You're welcome.
Is there anyone else who'd like to speak?
to approve application 26773.
Second.
Roll call.
Dom.
Yes.
Parker.
Yes.
Swinka.
Yes. Okay, deferred applications. Application 26090, Irene Siskowski and Janice Hofer requesting preliminary and final plat approval at Kildare Meadows addition.
And the last two applications on the agenda have been deferred indefinitely, and they have not been brought back by the applicants yet. We're still waiting on a few documents for both of them.
Okay. Andy, do I need to read the second one then?
Nope.
Okay. Is there any other business?
Nope.
When is our next meeting? Is it on the 14th? Is that correct?
I have to check my calendar. I'll check the calendar. The 14th of November.
Okay. We're going to, no, I thought there might be one, but we'll be back from vacation.
Okay. On your closing meeting?
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Aye.
Aye.
I'm out of here.
Check my letter in the mail?
No, I haven't yet, but I haven't checked my mail today. And that's with this one? Okay, thanks.
So this is
the same handy for
him. Okay. Good.
See Glenn.
Okay.
Okay. All right, later. Thanks for coming, guys.
Okay, so from here,
It is, it's a wonderful
Is it?
I can dream of it.
And when you get there, just walk away.
Yeah.
Okay.
You head out to our local brewery, and you're on a Healy.
Yep, Evergreen.
You end in the Healy.
Okay.
And then, once you get into Healy.
But it's nice for us to be able to do this, so thank you. I greatly appreciate this. And this
the next
will bother me in my life. I'm going to take
4 years
before they go. So now where do we go to watch this public hearing on the line?
They're going to town.
Right.